Delegates to a United Nations wildlife conference have agreed to ease a global ban on ivory trading. The ban was imposed in the late 1980s after well-armed teams of poachers killed more than 500,000 African elephants in just over a decade. Today's decision was a victory for Southern African nations who want to use the profits from limited ivory sales to fund conservation programs. But by some accounts, as NPR's John Nielsen reports, it was a defeat for the elephants.
Eastern African nations like Kenya lost almost all of their elephants to poachers in the 1980s. Most of those poachers disappeared when the ivory trading ban was imposed by the UN Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. Richard Leakey, the famous Kenyan wildlife expert, has argued ever since that there's one quick way to bring these poachers back: lift, ease, or qualify the ivory ban, even temporarily.
And if we adopt that position, we are making a fundamental error, in my judgment, and we will be the losers.
Until recently, wildlife experts representing the United States of America used to second Leakey's logic automatically. And when his critics called him a bunny-hugging absolutist, Leakey said he didn't care.
I am.
Delegates from Southern African nations like Botswana and Zimbabwe used to grit their teeth at moments like those. Unlike Kenya, these countries only lost a few of their elephants to poachers. To prove that point, Southern African wildlife experts like Liz Rehoy used to lead reporters like me on tours of parks that seemed overrun by giant, voracious herds of elephants.
Every hole that we're going to stop at, you're going to see bulls coming down. Look, there's some more over there. There's a couple of big ones coming in.
Yeah, I just see them over the tops of the bushes, and they're coming from the other side, too.
Coming from the other side as well.
At the time, there were 35,000 elephants in this particular park. We left when a big one started moving towards our car.
It's probably fine.
Southern African nations used to fund their elephant conservation programs by selling off ivory seized from poachers. That money all but dried up when the ban was imposed, but on the basis of today's decision, that will change. At the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species now underway in Chile, several Southern African nations have been granted one-time exemptions to the ivory trading ban. The exemptions will allow Botswana, Namibia, and South Africa to sell off tens of millions of dollars worth of stockpiled ivory. The United States surprised most of the delegates to this convention by endorsing the proposals in the strongest possible terms. Craig Manson, head of the U.S. delegation to CITES, says he was impressed by a Southern African promise to funnel profits from the ivory sales into locally based and, in his view, absolutely essential elephant conservation programs.
People care more about animals when the animals have value to the people who have to live with them.
Manson also says he's been assured that very little of this stockpiled ivory was seized from poachers.
Government-owned stockpiles of ivory collected about 99% from natural mortality of elephants.
Environmentalists like Teresa Telecki of the Humane Society of the United States were quick to note that this vote was a first for the U.S. delegation. Never before had they endorsed an exemption to the ivory ban. Telecki said it was virtually certain that the legal ivory sales would revive the previously dormant black market for ivory. She also said the Americans had angered many of their colleagues at this meeting by announcing their support for the Southern African proposals out of the blue.
They didn't talk to African countries. They didn't talk to their colleagues in the European Union. They didn't talk to anybody.
When I talked to Telecki today, it looked as if Zimbabwe and Zambia might also be granted one-time exemptions to the trading bans. That might have meant more poaching in the parts of Africa that were hardest hit back in the 1980s. In her view, something was radically wrong with this picture.
Here we have the five most wealthy countries in all of Africa asking the rest of African countries to sacrifice their elephants so that they can make money.
But in the end, Zambia and Zimbabwe were not granted exemptions. By some accounts, poaching in both countries has risen sharply in recent years as locally based conservation programs have been abandoned in the face of unrelated political turmoil. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.